As of today, there are 12 fewer Chrysler Dodge dealers in Massachusetts. As Chrysler moves toward selling its assets to Fiat now that the U.S. Supreme Court has approved that move, Chrysler is also, as part of its bankruptcy, closing a quarter of its dealerships nationwide. The dozen Bay State dealers have been spending their last days trying to unload their inventory while they could still offer factory warranties and financing or sell their remaining new cars to dealers who are staying with Chrysler. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch checked out the waning hours of Westminster Dodge in Dorchester.
Lee Bradley came all the way from Nantucket to Dorchester yesterday to buy a brand new Dodge Sprinter. Bradley's company, Nantucket Glass and Mirror, wasn't planning on adding a new van to its fleet this year, but Bradley says saving $10,000 over what the firm paid for the same model just a year ago was a deal he couldn't pass up.
Yep, driving back down and put her on the boat, get her back to the island.
It's the last Dodge Sprinter this dealership will ever sell.
Well, right now, yes, this is a very bad taste in my mouth for Chrysler.
That's the Westminster Dodge owner, Jim Bickford. His dad bought this franchise back in 1978. Yesterday, Bickford was wearing a red polo shirt with the Dodge logo, like he always does, but he had no idea what he would wear today.
I've sold as many cars as I can, but, how's it feel to be not wanted? I don't know. How do you take your children and say, all right, 25% of you don't belong to us anymore, you know?
Bickford may be losing the Dodge brand, but he's not closing. He's keeping all 44 employees. In the past 3.5 weeks, Bickford has sold all but a dozen of the 130 Dodge cars off his lot. Now Westminster Dodge will become Westminster Used Auto Sales.
Any profession is a good profession, as long as you do an honest job. I know, yeah, there's a stigma of being a used car salesman, but, you know, I'm not worried about that.
Bickford is worried about losing the guaranteed business that comes from being a dealer. He's reaching out to other car makers to see if they want to add a franchise in Dorchester. He's hoping Westminster can soon get back that new car smell. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.